Now, the Goldbergs. Well, there's one certain way of making a woman persist in her determination. And Molly Goldberg could have told the psychologist, Dr. Cater, what it was. Only he didn't ask. Well, the thing to do is not to oppose with violence. But Cater is so furious with Oriane for letting herself think of marrying Edward Way, because she pities him, that Chris can't think straight. And last night he talked it up too big. And for all his pains, he sealed the bond. But Molly is still hoping against hope. Listen.
Another cup of coffee, Jack?
No, thank you.
But, darling, you didn't need any lunch, hardly not.
I had sufficient, thank you.
Rosalie, you?
No, Mama, darling.
How is it Mr. Way is not here for lunch?
Because he had to left very early this morning because he had to report to the parole board.
It's better if I don't talk.
Talk, please, darling, talk. What do you want to say?
Nothing at all. There's my coat.
Get Papa's coat, Rosalie.
Why don't you speak to Oriane, Ma?
Your mother did enough speaking. Don't encourage any more.
Well, do you think it's right for us to stand by and see Oriane marry Mr. Wade when we know that she loves Dr. Cater?
How do you know who she loves?
Rosalie, please. Give Papa his coat and don't talk so loud, please. Oriane is upstairs.
You're right. Give me my coat before I lose myself. It is all getting beyond human endurance. It's my business who Oriane loves or who she don't love. Or who she'll marry, or who she'll refuse. What has this all got to do with me or mine? What? Goodbye.
Button your neck, Jake.
At least I could button up my eyes and ears, so I wouldn't see what I see, and I wouldn't hear what I hear.
You want me to help you with the dishes, Ma?
No, darling. You'd be late for school. Papa can't understand the delicate feelings and emotions of a woman, Ma. Papa can't
put the bread in the bread box.
I know it isn't because you just want to meddle or interfere, Ma, that you... Well, you know what it would mean to miss a life of love. What can a woman's life be without love? I wouldn't want to live if I thought that there would be no love in my life.
Papa didn't say that. He only said that.
He doesn't want you to interfere, I know, but how can you help it? If I were a little older, I know what I'd say to Oriane.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So what would you say to look out to break the dish?
I won't.
So, what would you say?
I would say, you shouldn't marry a man because you're sorry for him or because you pity him. Mm. Because, Ma, that's the only reason that Oriane is marrying him, Mr. Way. A woman should marry for love. Because when you marry for love, no matter what happens afterwards, you're never sorry. Love can make up for loneliness or being poor or unlucky or anything. Love can keep people together no matter what happens. But not pity or sympathy or respect or anything like that. Love is the most wonderful thing in the world.
You're right, Mommy. You're right, Matthew. Love is the most wonderful thing. What did you say, Mommy? It can make up for loneliness.
Mm-hmm.
Being poor and being unlucky. How do you know so much, Rosalie, darling?
I know, Mama, Dad.
You know? You're right, Mommy. Take a big place. Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Come in. Come in. You'll be late, so I'll deliberate the place, honey.
I'm going. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Rosalie.
What I can say, you say, Ma.
Mm-hmm.
Promise?
Thomas, bye.
Bye.
Button your neck, Mommy. Sit down, Mommy. A little lunch for you?
No, thank you.
You know where Mr. Ray went, huh?
Yes. He went to report to the parole board. He has to report every month, for at least a year.
Yes, I know that. Cup of coffee, or
No, thank you. Florian, listen to me a little bit. Why are you...
No. I know what you're thinking, but Edward Way and I will make a very good life for ourselves. We'll be happy. I don't have to marry a man because I love him. I loved one man. That was my son's father. Dr. Cater isn't for me.
But Orion...
I'm sick and tired of all for love. People can be decent and happy and respect each other without all this talk about love. I know Edward Way. I know what he's been through. I know how much he respects me and admires me. That's enough for all of us.
But Orion, I...
Please, Mrs. Goldberg. I told Mr. Way I'd marry him. I gave him my word. It's made him very happy.
But you, Orion... Your happiness?
Oh, Dr. Cater?
Orion, please think.
Good afternoon.
Where are you going, Orion?
Orion, I'll go upstairs to see David. Please. Excuse me.
Mrs. Goldberg is a wise woman. She has the good sense to leave when I want to be alone with her.
But I don't want to be alone with you.
I've seen brutal, coarse, and crude exhibitions before. But last night took the prize. I came over to apologize to you and Mr. Way for what I said.
Mr. Way is at the parole board.
Then let me apologize to you first, him later.
It's quite all right, Dr. Cater. We felt you were emotionally unbalanced.
I was and I am. Oh, yeah. We've made a great many jokes between us. I've said some silly things now and then. It's just an unfortunate habit of mine. But you mustn't marry Edward Way.
But I am.
He's absolutely mad.
Are you going to be cruel?
I'm going to be honest. You know how deeply I am in love with you, Orion.
I don't want to hear anything about it.
You've got to, because I'll make you. I admit we've stumbled along playing hide-and-go-seek with each other. But you mustn't marry Edward Way. I know how terribly sorry you are for him, and I can understand how pity can make a tender-hearted woman fall into a trap. And you've fallen.
I'm not as tender-hearted as you think.
Stop making conversation, Marianne, and listen to me. I love you. I, Christopher Cater, love you, Orianne Leland. I want to marry you.
Please.
Orianne, I've dogged you from the very first, even before Edward Way came. And you like me. Perhaps you even love me, only you're afraid of yourself. You don't trust a feeling you can't control, but you trust pity, because pity is an easy emotion.
What an incredible way to make love. Give me a lecture.
I'll give you my hand and my heart and my fortune, such as it is, mostly promises. I'll give you myself. In return, I want you. The devil of it is, I don't know how to make love to you.
There is no way.
There is. There's some way of convincing you that I mean what I say. And there's some way of convincing you that you love me. And I think I know.
Let go of me.
I won't, and I can't. You're one of those cantankerous, argumentative women who need to be shown. Orianne, I hereby declare that what goes on from this moment is done in the fullness of my heart.
Hello?
Home?
Yes?
I want to speak to the Mrs. Leland, please.
I am Mrs. Leland.
How do you do? I'm the parole officer handling Mr. Way's case.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to make an appointment to see you about your plans to marry him.
But why do I...
Mr. Way can't marry without the parole board's consent.
Darling, who is he?
May I come to see you tomorrow?
Yes. Yes.
What is it, Ori?
And Orianne, despite her heart, was on with her plan to marry Mr. Way. Or so it seems.